Not long ago, I read a book called Dying to Wake Up, a doctor's voyage into the afterlife and the wisdom he brought back. In it, the former cardiac anesthesiologist Dr. Rajiv Party recalls the incredibly unusual events of December 23, 2010. Rushed to UCLA hospital suffering from a severe infection, Party found himself in dire need of emergency surgery and was immediately put under. Not long after, Dr. Rajiv Party died. The surgeons acted swiftly. They did what surgeons do. They brought him back. But just before they did, he says, some very strange things happened to him. First, his world was plunged into complete darkness, and moments after that, he found himself travelling to another realm entirely. When he looked up, Dr. Party says he was shocked to see a big black cloud flashing in the distance from lightning. There followed loud and terrifying rolls of thunder. And then came the screams. Loud, piercing screams of anguish and torture. Dr. Party realized he was surrounded by burning, tormented souls that began to writhe around him, engulfed in a fierce and unstoppable fire that now raged all around. Then someone made him lie on a bed of nails, he says, which really hurt. He was confused, disoriented, poked with needles. And then he was made to walk toward a fiery canyon, he says, thick smoke coating his nostrils and scratching at his lungs. From there, high up on the edge of some kind of precipice, in a world that smelled of burning meat, he was made to survey all the many horrors that lay beneath. Dr. Rajiv Party was amazed to find himself, in his own words, at the lip of hell. In subsequent press interviews about his day in hell, there's even been talk of strange, horned demons with crooked teeth scurrying around, seemingly threatening him with an eternity of pain, though oddly, these didn't make the book. However, here's the point. Despite all that, despite the horned demons and the terrifying screams of anguish and the beds of nails, do you know what was the first thing that occurred to Dr. Rajiv Party? The very first thought he had as he surveyed vast, endless burning fields of agonized bodies and human suffering and soul-scarring screams. He says he thought about how rude he'd been to a woman who'd come to see him about her arthritis recently. That's what he thought about. He thought about how rude he'd been. He'd been really dismissive, and he shouldn't have been. He hadn't paid attention to her at all as she talked. He just wanted to get on with his day. He'd really been ever so brusque. And as he stood at the very lip of hell, and as Satan himself must have been warming up his sulfuric fork and wonky-teethed demons began circling around him, Dr. Rajiv Party stared into the raging heart of hellfire and thought about all the other times he'd been a bit rude to people.